Once there was a story, and the story began like this. I was a teacher. I was in a classroom. Everybody was pairing off, telling little stories, and all the kids mismatched one another. And then there's one kid left over. I went over to her. I said, well, sorry, I guess I'm your partner. She went, oh. Have you got a story? Yeah. You got a spooky story? Yeah. What are you afraid of? I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad, yeah. And that's not all.
What do you mean?
A house. No, got one bathroom. Got an outhouse.
I say, oh, that's not so bad. I've lived in lots of houses that had outhouses, old houses. That's the way it is.
It's not okay.
Why is that?
Because I'm afraid of the dog. And so every night, when I gotta do what I gotta do, my brother, he take me by the hand, he take me to the outhouse. Huh? He stand outside, and then at night he walk me back. Huh? We go to sleep. We have bed in the same room. His bed next to me. And one night, I woke up. I really had to go. I didn't really want to have to go, but I really had to go. I crossed my knees and I twisted myself in my sheets. Oh, I really gotta go. I reach over to my brother Reggie. Reggie in the bed next to me. She say, get up. I gotta go, Shishi. Come on, walk me to the outhouse. Reggie, he throw his hands up around himself. He go, come on, Reggie, I really gotta go. She hit her brother. The brother, come on, Reggie, I gotta go bad. I really gotta go. Come on, walk me to the outhouse. Reggie went. So I really had to go. I got up out of bed, walked down the hallway to the door. I opened the door. Outside, the moon was coming up through the banyan tree. I held up my finger. One, two, three. And I started for running across the yard. I'm moving like slow motion, like the guy in the Olympic Games. I'm sprinting across the backyard. I look there in the banyan tree, see the moon up in the tree. And the moonlight coming down. And underneath the tree I see one white shape shaking, shaking. He got two arms waving underneath the banyan tree. And it didn't have a head.
Ran across the yard. She hit the door going into the outhouse.
Looked inside the window. And underneath the banyan tree, I could still see the shape wave. You know, it's really hard to do your business when you're spooked out.
Said, well, I never really thought about that.
Yeah. So I sat down there in the hole, and I started to think, what if there's something down there in the hole that wants to reach up and grab me?
Well, she did her business. And then she started to get up to go. She pushed on the outhouse door.
She held up her fingers. One, two, three.
Running across the backyard, she did see under there in the moonlight under the banyan tree. She saw there the shimmering shake of the shape with the arms waving. And then She went running across the backyard, came to the door, clung over the door, down the hallway, running fast. She turned the corner into a rubber, stepped on the gas, saw the covers, jumped into the sky, came down on her head, pulled the covers around, and I tell you, she fell into that bed that was there, and then she swears that she did feel reaching over to touch me with one hand.
I looked over. Was my brother Reggie? Shut up! You're making so much noise. I try to go to sleep here. Next day, girl got out of bed, walked down the hall. She goes into the kitchen. There's the mom doing the dishes. She's washing the dishes, and the kid comes in and says, "Mom, you know what? You'll never believe what happened to me." "What is it, dear?" "Oh, last night I went outside though. I was walking. I really, really, really had to go bad. And couldn't get up Reggie, so that I was had to go by myself. I walked out in the backyard, across the backyard, and then underneath the bench and tree, there was in the moonlight a little shape swirling around." Mom said, "Yeah, that sounds good, dear." "No, that's not good."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, then I had to come on back. I came back in the door, down the hallway, round the corner, jumped into bed, and then Reggie woke me up. But Mom, underneath the tree, I really did see that white shape shaking down. It was spooky, Mom."
"That's good."
"That's not good. Mom, it really happened. It really did. It was right out there."
Mom took off her apron. She walked out the door.
"Mom, really, it was happening right underneath the tree." Well, the mom walked over to the tree. She said,
Dear, yeah, what?"
"I saw it."
Mom walked over underneath the banyan tree. There was the clothesline. And on a hanger was her white, long-sleeved muumuu drying in the sun. And the little girl said,
"I knew that."
And that's a story that I heard in Kalihi when I was a visiting teacher of storytelling from a little girl who was brown, Filipino, and full of joy.